Last night we watched a program about Mozart's sister, and it reminded me of a prayer by Michael Learnick, which I think will be a very suitable way to end our prayers of thanksgiving and intercession today. So listen for that. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, your Holy Spirit can turn frightened, despairing men into courageous, hopeful speakers, claiming the right to talk in your name. Sorry. You can turn cowardice into courage, fear into faith, doubt into a declaration of confidence in your future for us. We thank you that you still work that miracle today in the hearts of humble people everywhere. Bless all those ordinary people living restricted lives for whom it takes courage to get up each day. Dear God, the more we learn about our complex world, the more we realise how little we know. Thank you for all those pushing boundaries and exploring to understand more. We ask your blessing on the people of West Africa, where Ebola is spreading in a very worrying way, and ask you to help the work to contain it. Bring this to the attention of funding sources to make up the deficit caused by the recent sudden withdrawal of health aid in those areas. Bless those families in China whose loved ones have been caught up in the terrible mine accident. Make the need for safety and care a priority in all dangerous occupations. This week, we have various domestic matters coming to our attention, not global in their importance, but deeply felt by those affected. We ask your blessing on Justin and Scott and the friends of Margot, for whom a service will be held this week. Help those who are struggling over minor ailments that just make them miserable. Help us to listen when someone needs to have a grumble about the little things that sometimes make us lose our equilibrium. Be patient with us and remind us of our many joys. We thank you for the wonderful music we heard this week, noon. May this afternoon's concert give pleasure and encouragement to the young singers as well as to the audience. We thank you for the constant reminders of joy you give us every day that validate that this is your wonderful world, despite the global news that often darkens our vision. Thank you for people like Michael Learnick, whose work can still illuminate truth and beauty for us, as he does in this prayer. We give thanks for the life and work of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Let us celebrate and praise all those musicians and composers who gave their hands and hearts and voices to the expression of life's mystery and joy, who nourish our heart in its yearning, who dignify our soul in its struggling, who harmonize our grief and gladness, who make melody from the fragments of chaos, who align our spirit with creation, who reveal to us the grace of God, who calm us and delight us and set us free to love and forgive. Let us give thanks and rejoice. Amen. Let us join in the prayer that Christ taught us for ongoing wisdom and comfort. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.